Kelly Clarkson, because of you. 21 minutes to 11. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking to a number of local businesses sponsoring this year's Uncfield Business Awards. Closing for entries is this coming Friday. This morning, I'm joined by Badrintha Mahandis from Specsavers here in Uncfield and Paul Amos from HSBC Uncfield. Specsavers are sponsoring the Best Health, Leisure and Wellbeing Award, and HSBC sponsoring Best New Business. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Good to have both two businesses, which are national businesses in the area, both sponsoring this year's Uncfield Business Awards. But local is always, for both of your businesses, is key, isn't it? Start with you, Bad. First of all, you sponsored this award 4 years ago. What was your reason for why did you want to sponsor it again?
Yeah, it's a great question, Gary. We sponsored the same category in 2018, and it was a fantastic event. We had some phenomenal businesses apply for that particular award, and yeah, we just wanted to be involved again. Obviously, it was a shame that it's been put on hold for the last 4 years. But yeah, as you mentioned, you know, we're integrated and intrinsic in the community, and we want to kind of get involved in whatever way we can and support great events such as this. And obviously, the category is health, well-being, and leisure, and you know, we're in the healthcare sector, so it's kind of a perfect fit, really.
We'll talk about how your business has been affected by COVID in the last couple of years in a while, because we've been finding out more about that as well with the other businesses. And Paul as well, Best New Business, and this for you, for HSBC, is the first time you've sponsored a category at the awards.
Yeah, definitely, Gary, and really excited to be involved. Badrintha mentioned it about community, you know, so for me it's really important that we're involved in the local community, and you know, to be involved in the Uncfield Business Award gives us that opportunity to be involved. And you know, the new business category really stood out for me to want to get involved and support that, those new businesses locally, to see, you know, what we can do to find a winner. Really looking forward to it.
And obviously new business, obviously HSBC, like all banks, are there looking for new business, new businesses to bank with them, as well as the public as well.
Yeah, and you know, I what I'm excited about is looking at what diverse businesses might be there, linking it to sustainability, you know, to see where, you know, some of these new great ideas are coming from, and hopefully we'll see some of those in the you know, in the nominations.
So looking at your category, what are you looking for apart from the diversity? And obviously there are a lot of businesses which have set up just out of the woodwork over COVID. People have had ideas and said, "Oh, there's an avenue here I can tap into." And a lot of new businesses have started during COVID.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the positive things that came out of COVID. You know, it's given people an opportunity to maybe reflect on where their life was going, or the direction that they were heading, and the jobs they were doing, and to think about, well, what could I do differently? I've had this idea that's been in the background, and this has been a platform for them to really take it forward. So it'd be great to see, you know, those new businesses that have started up, you know, within the last 2 years that will fit into that category, you know, 6 months old, under 2 years. It'd be great to see, and say, the details of those nominations coming through.
And for you, Bad, as well, this category, health, leisure and wellbeing, this is the category which a lot of businesses have been affected with during COVID. I mean, health clubs had to close, leisure had to close. You as a optometrist didn't have to close. But what are you looking for, hopefully, this year from the entries coming in from people?
I think, Gary, the fundamental part of this is obviously it's health, leisure and wellbeing. And as you say, there have been loads of healthcare providers that were open and carried on as key workers providing services, and it was quite fundamental in terms of to prevent the NHS getting swamped, and therefore we were doing our part. But at the same time, I think the leisure industry was critical for people's well-being when they had the opportunity to open, and I think also things to do with like people's mental health. So I think it kind of encapsulates all of that. And I think for me and for my business partner Dimple, we'll be looking at what have those businesses done to be able to provide those continuity of services to their customers, and what have they done to help their employees as well, because everyone's had a tough time of it. You know, if they were on furlough, or, you know, how did they bring in their teams, and, you know, what do they do to support them? So I think it's about the collective, not just about how they operate. You know, what else do they do above and beyond providing their normal service or day-to-day service?
Well, over the last couple of months, people have been able to nominate businesses for an award. Those nominations closed last night, but the entries for the awards remain for businesses to enter themselves, whether you're a sole trader, you're a new business, a business in their health, leisure, well-being sector, which is why you guys are here today. But you've got until Friday, this coming Friday, 5 o'clock, to enter. All the details at uckfieldbusinessawards.com. Just click on there, look at the categories. If you feel there's a category there that you would like to enter your business into, just click on the details, fill out the little form, and you never know, if you're entering the new business or the health and leisure and wellbeing award, you'll be there in the next month or so to go through and judge those categories. But you have to do it before 5 o'clock this coming Friday. As I say, we've been talking to businesses over the last few weeks. We've been talking about how your business has been affected with COVID. Obviously, banking. How did banking operate during COVID? It was as normal, wasn't it? People could still walk into a bank.
They could indeed, Gary. Yeah, we reduced our hours to try to, you know, just reduce that footfall down to, you know, for people when they needed that help in that emergency situation. We were open. You know, and as we've gone through that COVID journey, we've gone back to what we would class as normal hours again. But, you know, we try to get that balance right between helping customers and our staff well-being as well, you know, because we did expect them to come in every day to help and to serve the customers. So, you know, getting that balance was really important to us, because we wanted our teams to be well so they could come in and support our customers.
How has Zoom sort of made and Teams made an important way of communicating with customers, or has that been difficult because of the security element? I mean, obviously, I could arrange with you a meeting on Zoom to talk about my account, but actually you're not talking to the real person.
Yeah.
How has security worked with things like Zoom, or has all face-to-face meetings had to be done in person with a bank?
So the majority are still done in person, yeah, face-to-face. You know, I was talking a short while ago about an example where I arranged my mortgage last year with HSBC via Zoom on a Sunday, which suited myself and my family, because, you know, we all work during the week. So actually having that ability to do that really worked well for us. So there are aspects and certain parts of our business that you can see specialists on Zoom, but we like to offer that mixture of still face-to-face, on Zoom, on the telephone, but certainly it's given it a bit more flexibility, but certainly being careful of the security aspect, which is vital.
And COVID itself, I mean, do you still as a company have cases coming up and people having to isolate?
Yeah, very much so, Gary. Three this week, to put it in perspective. So it is still on the increase again, I think, and that's been recently in the news over the weekend that we're seeing an increase in cases. We still ask our teams to test regularly during the week, and if they're feeling unwell, to test and to isolate if that's the case. So that in itself brings its own pressure as well, but, you know, it's the right thing to do to stay safe for our teams and for our customers.
And Specsavers has obviously stayed open as well through COVID. I mean, you can't do an eye test over Zoom, can you? Or can you?
No, you can't, unfortunately, Gary. I think it's, you know, I'm sure in the future, not too distant future, there'll be tech that allows to do that. But we did offer a similar to Paul, in terms of there was remote care that we could provide. So when customers or patients were having difficulties, they could contact us, we could call them back and do a video conference call, and also we would on the back of, you know, we were always available on the back of a telephone for anybody that had any concerns if they didn't feel comfortable coming into the practice. But certainly that's all changed. It does make me think, you know, when you cast your mind back, all the different permutations that we've all been through, from all the social distancing, and then as that came down, the PPE still in place for us, because we're still regarded as an NHS setting. But you know, you can see all the changes that are going on outside of healthcare, and I think it's not going to be too long before we'll start seeing some of those changes within our business as well. But
when you say PPE, are you literally just having to wear masks, or are you having to wear other things as
Yeah, so when we started off, we were wearing gloves, masks, aprons. Now we're down to just masks predominantly. But because it's still a close contact, in terms of when we're carrying out someone's eye test or even a hearing test, so for that reason, it's to kind of protect potentially the more vulnerable people amongst the community. But you know, I think it's a good thing in that the team regularly test. And so, again, as Paul suggested, you know, if anybody does have any symptoms or if their lateral flow test comes back positive, then they go into self-isolation. So it's still tricky, I think, for us and many businesses out there in terms of with staffing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're there, and we're there to kind of help and provide a service as best as we can.
But well, thank you so much for telling us more about how you've been affected and that in the last couple of years. But yeah, for more details about this year's Uckfield Business Awards, nominations have closed already. But if you're a business listening this morning and you'd like to enter, just head over to uckfieldbusinessawards.com. And if you'd like to enter the new business award sponsored by HSBC, or the Health, Leisure and Wellbeing Award sponsored by Specsavers here in Uckfield, just click on the page on the Uckfield Business Awards website. All the details are there, but you've got until Friday at 5 o'clock to do it. But Badrinatha Mohandas from Specsavers Uckfield, Paul Amos from HSBC Uckfield, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.